Did America really have to endure years of violent protests, riots, looted cities, and BLM arson? Or was it all allowed by design so the politically powerful could sip wine in gated communities while watching our country burn? This week, the answer finally became crystal clear. President Trump has officially unleashed federal power to end years of Antifa-fueled chaos, and even the federal courts are backing him up. Trump has delivered the law and order restoration Democrats have been dreading. The whole nation is watching these woke ultra-left anarchists run scared, and we're going to find out why he's just getting started. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, enjoying yet another wonderful, exuberant day in President Trump's golden age that you made possible back on November the 5th. So if you want a front row seat on how you continue to change the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Portland, Oregon, a Democrat-monopolized, rat-infested wasteland, a third world hellhole. Sorry, that's an insult to third world. A city that's spent over 100 nights in Antifa-initiated turmoil. A city that has finally met its match in President Trump. The game just took a dramatic turn. Remember that left-wing lunatic disguised as a federal judge who issued a temporary restraining order over the weekend, blocking President Trump from deploying the Oregon National Guard troops to Portland? Yeah, well, she was just told to shove it by her judicial colleagues. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously, yes, you heard that right, unanimously lifted this activist judge's restraining order on Trump's mobilization of Oregon National Guard troops. And so now the National Guard, together with federal agents, are descending en masse on this third world Democrat imploded city with one ruthless mission: restore law and order once and for all. No more catch and release. No more city officials handicapping law enforcement. The hammer of justice is dropping in its most dramatic fashion yet. So now as we speak, these violent Antifa rioters are being slapped with 8-year federal felony charges for assaulting officers. For the first time in years, real accountability is arriving, with rioters being tossed in federal penitentiaries, not let out in hours to riot again. And the effect? Residents are taking to the streets to cheer the federal heroes for cleaning up neighborhoods and reclaiming the city. Portland's multiracial communities finally see peace return, thanks to President Trump's unyielding approach. And they are thankful and joyful beyond words. The results are undeniable. Trump's crackdown has triggered a mass exodus of Antifa's ringleaders. Have you heard about this? They're actually fleeing the country after being designated as leaders of a domestic terrorist organization. Mark Bray, one of the group's financiers, is now hiding out in Spain. He's literally left the country. Other notorious Antifa architects have been tracked down in Sweden, fleeing prosecution as the FBI and ICE ramp up operations against domestic terrorist cells. Isn't it ironic? You know, for years, the legacy media insisted Antifa had no leaders. They had no hierarchy. They had no structure. They had no formal funding. And yet now we see those very non-existent leaders are leaving the country. Their so-called non-existent masterminds are proven real, and they're running scared, begging their followers to keep fighting. All the while, they flee like cowards. Absolutely pathetic. But President Trump isn't stopping with the arrests. At the roundtable yesterday with frontline journalists and aides, Trump announced plans to officially designate Antifa as a foreign terrorist organization, a move now possible thanks to discoveries linking Antifa to networks in Europe and the Middle East.
Go ahead. Who are you with? The Center Square. I had the honor of asking you originally if you would designate Antifa a terror organization. And I stand here before you today, and I'm echoing what Andy said over here. Are you going to work with your administration, as the Secretary of State's here, are you going to work with your administration to designate it a foreign terror organization?
You mean it a terror?
Antifa? A foreign terror organization.
Well, has that been done? Pretty close, right? Would you like to see it done?
Yes, Mr. President.
You think it would help?
They have foreign links all across Western Europe.
I'd be glad to do it. I think it's
Europe.
The kind of thing I'd like to do. If you'd like, does everybody agree? If you agree, I agree. Let's get it done, okay? Let's get it done. Marco, we'll take care of it.
Mr. President.
That's international, you mean.
Yes.
International.
Mr. President.
Sounds good to me.
Foreign terror organization.
Steve, are you okay with it?
Yes, it's true. There are extensive foreign ties, and I think that would be a very valid step to take.
Good, I think so, too.
Yes.
Good, I think it's a good point.
He's so freaking amazing. I mean, that's one of the most common observations about Trump among those who've had a personal audience with him. We make suggestions, and he actually listens. And if he thinks it's a good idea, he turns to his people and he says, all right, let's make it happen. Do it. Make it so. He is the living embodiment of a man of action. And as you just heard, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, they both agreed foreign terror designation is the next step to crush these violent extremists at their source, which would mean that these supposedly non-existent leaders can run, but they can't hide. They will be tracked down, even in Europe as well. When I first wrote America Awaken, I truly believed I'd captured the full picture. You know, the woke cultural collapse, the rise of the parallel economy, and the roadmap back to faith, family, and freedom. But in just the last few months, the landscape has shifted, and I realized there was more to say, much more. That's why, for the first time ever, I'm hosting the America Awaken Masterclass, and in it, I'll reveal the unwritten chapters, everything I would add if I were rewriting the book today. And we were talking behind the scenes, political momentum, economic upheaval, and the emerging blueprint to take back our nation, raw, real, and completely unfiltered. If you've read the book, this takes you deeper. If you haven't, this is the perfect place to begin. Now, seats are limited. Click the link, claim your spot, and be part of the next great awakening. I'll see you in the masterclass. It's going to be awesome. Now, this is the power of designating Antifa both a domestic and international terrorist organization. The president has unleashed the full arsenal of federal law enforcement to systematically dismantle these violent anarchists. Under the executive order and national security presidential memorandum, Trump has authorized a coordinated multi-agency assault against Antifa. It involves the FBI, it involves ICE, it involves the Treasury Department, it involves the IRS, it involves a National Joint Terrorism Task Force, all with unprecedented powers to investigate, disrupt, and dismantle Antifa operations nationwide and now increasingly around the world. Federal agents now have authorization to pursue 8-year felony charges against Antifa members for assaulting officers. They can deploy RICO racketeering prosecutions against entire networks. They can freeze assets and financial networks funding domestic terrorism. They can revoke tax-exempt status of organizations providing even indirect support. And they can conduct undercover operations to infiltrate and uproot terror cells. In fact, even the Treasury Department has been directed to trace illicit funding streams and coordinate with the IRS to ensure no tax-exempt entities finance political violence, all the while the Justice Department can now prosecute conspiracy, money laundering, arson, and major fraud charges to the maximum extent of federal law. This is the full power of the federal government that's being unleashed against Antifa. Most significantly, Trump has established legal precedent for treating domestic terrorism with the same aggressive tactics used against organized crime and foreign terror groups, giving federal law enforcement the tools to target not just the street-level rioters, but the entire infrastructure of funders, recruiters, and organizational supporters behind Antifa's nationwide campaign of political violence. Federal agents have now repurposed ISIS resources to hunt down Antifa cells, with scenes of targeted arrests in Portland capturing the newfound confidence to completely dismantle this terrorist organization. I mean, gone is the era of demoralized law enforcement. Now U.S. citizens are out in the streets thanking ICE for bringing order back to their communities. And the message from Trump's America is simple. Law and order has returned, and anarchists and their enablers are being crushed as we speak. This is just the beginning. As you know, Trump has sent the National Guard to Memphis, to Chicago. It looks like it's going to be Boston next, with all the out-of-control rioting that's broken out there of late. Everywhere we look, President Trump is restoring law and order. And red state governors are taking the cue from the president as well. They're beginning to crack down on their blue cities, which is frankly about damn time. There is no reason on earth that deep red states should have one square inch of their soil taken over by left-wing lunatics, most particularly in our cities. Remember, if we're going to reawaken American civilization, we're going to have to revive our cities, since civitas, the Latin word for city, is the heart of the word civilization. Trump knows this, and he knows crushing the far-left lunatic organizations that have taken over our cities is but the first step in their social and cultural renewal. We're not even a year into his presidency, and he's already changing every part of our nation for the better. And based on what he just announced at that roundtable meeting designating Antifa an international terrorist organization, Trump is just getting started.